Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight, my guest is Tim Ray. Before I bring him on, I want to remind you that you can always get new regular episodes free on Rockfin, Odyssey, and all popular podcast platforms. Check us out on Rockfin. That's where you get our premium content. You can also get our regular shows and all of the premium content from every content creator on Rockfin. Also, check out our merch store. You can get some t-shirts, stickers, bags, mugs, all kinds of cool stuff. That link's in the description. And if you're reaching that stage in life where you get a few gray hairs coming in, do check out C60 Purple Power, which may be the most powerful antioxidant known to man. I've been taking it for over a year. I feel amazing. You can get C60 for your pets. Our pets feel amazing. Click the link in the description, check it out for yourself. You can get 10% off your order plus free shipping. Tonight I want to welcome Tim Ray. He is a successful business owner of a healthcare company. In spite of his accomplishments, he could not shake the overwhelming feeling of fear, the negative daily lies with which the toxic media was constantly bombarding people was leading him to a point of despair. Thus, the United Intentions Foundation was founded in 2009, which led to the creation of the UI Media Network, a nonprofit foundation whose mission is to assist others in learning how to transform worrisome thoughts into positive intentions. He is the host of Frequency Wars and Awaken Atlanta on UI Media Network. His goal is to give a media platform where people can speak truth without censorship. He is an international award-winning speaker and speaks at many venues. He continues to try to awaken the masses and give people the tools they need to fight back against this tyrannical oppression that governs our world at present. Tim, welcome. How you doing tonight?
Oh, wonderful, Chris. Thank you so much for having me on. And this information, for just forbidden information, forbidden knowledge that you're sharing all the time, is really now the difference between life and death decisions people are making. And wherever you hear censored information, people need to gravitate towards that immediately, because that really is the difference between life and death decisions. And thank God you're out there making and helping people become enlightened to this information.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Tim. And you're absolutely right. I've been looking forward to speaking with you because I love what you're doing with UI Media and Freedom Meetup, providing these alternative sources of news and media and social media, which we really need right now. We're all about that here. We try to do the same thing with our podcasts and the diversity of topics and information. This kind of work, like you said, providing alternative sources of information is more important now than ever. We're in an information war, a psychological war, and we're only seeing one side of the narrative come out of the media. And we're not getting a true perspective of reality and how the majority of people really think and feel about what's occurring. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all the amazing things you're working on with UI Media Network and Freedom Meetup. And we're going to get your insights into the current state of our mainstream media and our dystopian reality in general. This is your first time on. I'd really love to hear more about your background and what led you down the path you're on.
Sure. Well, I've always had a kind of understanding about maybe 30 years in now that I knew this day was going to happen. The false flag, the created crisis. Because I understood, you know, back then, this is when David Icke was just coming out and Alex Jones and the rest. And I got into, kind of backdoored it in, actually, got involved in the alien conspiracies and what was going on that level. And then that worked my way over the years. This is when I was a late teen, early 20s. I'm in my 50s now. And so it just kind of backdoored it in. And then it opened up to other opportunities of learning about the New World Order. And then you got to the politics and the false flags and how they're all working together, and then the deep state, so on. But with that being said, you know, life went on, and you're in your 20s, and I just went down the career path and worked, started a business, worked for the man for a long time, and then started a business. And then eventually I got to a point where I was literally, Chris, distraught, because, you know, I got caught up into the red and the blue of the political structure there. And what's being said, and you get really wrapped up into it, and you're like, wow, something's really bad happening. And so I was always in the state of fear, and I was realizing that either I was going to build a bunker. I literally would have had the means. I was going to build a bunker and prepare for the worst, or get out there in the world and start trying to make a difference and start creating a reality that we could perhaps live with. And that's when I started the United Intentions Foundation, where it's all about our thoughts or actual physical properties. And we use this to actually help create our reality every second of our life, every nanosecond of our life, in a more unconscious level, but nevertheless. And I knew that was going to be the solution to everything going on now in the future, 9, 10 years ago, in 2009, because these folks, because what I learned about, you know, the Bill Coopers and the rest of the folks out there in the extraterrestrial industry, that this, they have weapons, you know, the cabal, the Sabbatine Satanists, they have weapons that are, and access to weapons that are hundreds, maybe even thousands of years in advance, right? And so we're not gonna be able to, this is not gonna be a battle based on like the old revolutionary days and George Washington, or you taking back your country. It's just, it's beyond that. This is gonna have to come through an awakening, really a spiritual awakening, that we are mighty powerful spiritual beings. And we can talk about that a little bit later on, but that basically was that moment in time where I couldn't watch the news anymore. I had to turn it off. I haven't watched it. I mean, you know, once in a while, I may catch a little bit clip here and there on the gym or something, but it's been like 10, 15 years before maybe 10 years that I even watched the news on a regular basis, because it is all propaganda. And at that point, you know, the United Intentions Foundation kind of evolved into the UI Media Network, where we meet people that you meet all the time who are out there truth seekers, who are speaking the bottom line that you will not get on Fox News or MSNBC or CNN. They're all CIA compromised, propagandized networks now. And they have been for a long time. It's just that it's coming out of the woodwork now. So that's basically what got me really started from the beginning. And so I've been waiting for this. I've been excited this last year and a half, believe it or not, because I was never fearful of the COVID-19, bioweapon, really, once I saw that the death rate was so low, you know. I was more fearful, and you go back in and out of fear at times, but that they're ready to start blackbagging people and start putting them into the FEMA camps, you know, back in March, right then. But, you know, as I kind of saw as things were evolving, it was just a little bit different process. And, you know, I've been waiting for this time for a while. And I think that there's a way that we need to perceive this and not so much fall into the trap of fear.
Yeah, very well said. Now, when it comes to all the narratives that are going on right now, when did you first realize something wasn't right with this whole COVID narrative? Because it seems like this is the big push right here. You know, this 2020 turned out to be the year where whoever's running this show is going all out with this psychological warfare campaign. So when did you first realize something was not right with this whole thing going on?
I had COVID-19, which I didn't know I had, in probably late early February, because this is a different cold, you know. But, you know, it took an extra week to get through it, but you got through it and that was fine. But I didn't know. I just, for regular, just a tough cold, right? But it wasn't until probably late February of 2020 that when I started, that they were talking about shutting down the economy for a 2-week period. I knew that was bogus. Even back then, I think I had Del Bigtree on our show. We were talking about it. He was hip to it right from the beginning as well. And sometime in March, and I was starting loading up people who, like, we shifted really from the power of intentions to this crisis, COVID crisis pandemic, right away, pretty quickly in March of 2020. And then before you knew it, it just started, you know, the content started coming out of nowhere. I mean, we were seeing things, people social distancing, masks not working, and then Fauci coming out and saying, you know, masks are no good. And then he changes his mind and we have him playing the films. But back then, even then, you know, as we were switching from the intentions to the COVID-19 pandemic, covering this news and information, people were like, oh man, you're not taking this serious. You know, you're crazy. And people were scared to death about this COVID-19, and it's hard. And I have compassion for them back then, because it's hard to, you know what you know, and then you get too far ahead of the horse there, you know, too far ahead of the cart there, you lose people. So, you know, we just try to share information as we could and let them know what's going on and factual information. And we had great people on. And before you knew it, people started waking up a little bit at a time, as you're seeing. And that's when the censorship started really ramping up on YouTube, Facebook, and the rest. So, as you know here, now it's basically we're on the outside looking in when it comes to mainstream social media, not to mention, we were on FM and all that before in the past. So those days were over with. We made the commitment to move forward or getting the truth out. So we lost some, and then we gained a lot more around the world, people who are really now wanting the truth, and it's building, and it's building every day. And so we're very excited about that. But at the same time, it's all about exposing the lies and what their real agenda, because this, as you know, this medical tyranny is the toe in the door to get the foot in the door, right? It's nothing about the healthcare. They're just using the healthcare as a means to the end. This whole COVID-19 bioweapon, which we know, thanks to people like, as you know, David Martin, who talked about the patent was, back in 2005 and 2003 and all that jazz where they had to set up. The COVID-19 was basically set up for the real bioweapon. It was created for the real bioweapon, which is the vaccine, or the jab. You can't even say the word vaccine anymore because it's not.
Oh, we can say it tonight, though. Right, we're going uncensored tonight.
All right, good. And good, excellent. And so, and it is, and that is what the creation was. And I knew even back then, I was saying, guys, whatever you do, I was telling them ahead of time, the one before anyone was talking about vaccines, they're going to be pushing a vaccine. Do not take the vaccine. The vaccine is where the whole purpose here is, something with it. And people were so scared. And when I saw that, like in March, April, May, and then June and July, and I saw how compliant everyone was, I got scared. I'm like, wow, they're going to pull this off. They're going to get the majority of the people to take this vaccine. And no matter how much we cried and yelled and don't do it, it's just people started lining up. That fear is so powerful. And this is ties right back to the power of power of your intentions and your thoughts and how it just shut people down. You got fight, flight, and freeze. People froze.
And I still can't see how people still can't look back at all the red flags that occurred before all the COVID nonsense happened, not even just Event 201 and some of the predictive programming stuff, but the censorship really started ramping up before that, among all these other strange events and the paper trail, not to mention you can just follow the paper trail that online that you can find documented evidence that this has been planned and from, hundreds of sources. So I just don't understand how people, the majority of people, still aren't seeing, even looking back before, that this has been planned. This is something that they've been planning for a long time.
I did a presentation at Ed Griffin's, Jim Griffin's Red Pill in October. And I presented and rolled out our Freedom Meetups, which we'll talk about later. And I was talking about, listen, I was even back in March was talking about Trump. I haven't voted in a long time. I don't believe presidents are selected more so than they're not elected, no matter what. Even Trump was selected. And so I knew going in, once Trump signed the Stafford Act, once he signed the CARES Act, which gave him trillions of dollars for this marketing ploy of the pandemic, and the Stafford Act, which gave the courts the legal right not to follow the Constitution, and then his warp speed program with the vaccines, I knew he was just controlled opposition at that point. And that was when it was very unpopular to say anything negative about Donald Trump. And I was calling that out because I'm like, guys, listen, we got to open our eyes. We're on our own here, And so I mentioned that.
Or at least in this community to say anything negative,
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mentioned that and brought that to everyone's attention at Ed Griffin's on Jekyll Island when he had his big organization there, event. And I rolled that out and I was like, guys, listen, we're on our own. We got to stop looking for a savior to come in and save the day. This Superman, superhero crap, it's crap. All right. It's a more psychological warfare to get us to the point of give our power over to somebody else to solve our problem. They've been playing this opposition and controlled opposition game for decades. I mean, they did this during the Russian Revolution. They had the controlled opposition for the czar versus the communists. I mean, these guys are so thoughtful on, sick but evil and thoughtful and brilliant on their plans. And so we got to realize we're being played by both sides. And until we stop the dividing, and that's where the biggest issues are, Chris, is they divide us on so many levels, man, as you're seeing it. And until we stop and realize that we're going to have to stand on our own with each other, arm to arm, then I think we'll start seeing some real change. And I think that's going to be happening sooner than later.
I agree. And speaking of the whole controlled opposition and psychological warfare, the whole QAnon thing from the beginning, I mean, you can look back at the shows I was doing back in early 2020. I try to remain in the middle about so many things, but I could not even get close to jumping on board this whole QAnon thing. It stunk of a psyop from the beginning, and I had a lot of close friends falling for it the whole time. And I got friends that are still like, oh, he's going to be president again, man. I'm like, oh, no. You know, just this whole thing, you know.
It's discouraging, isn't it? But at the same time, he could be a president again. So what? That means we're still in control of the opposition. There's nothing still not going to get done. People are still going to die. The New World Order movement is still going to go on. So what? You know, I said, you know, and see, this is how thoughtful in advance. These guys have planned this stuff for over a century, if not more further, really. And they're planning every move, and they're fluid, where they're watching the present times and they'll adjust themselves based on the consensus they have in whatever direction, if you know, people are supporting Trump more so or less. But Trump was put into office for two reasons, my understanding, was to get the trust of the patriot Americans, and then to divide the country. And that's what basically, and he's done a very, very good job on that, you know? And that's why it's so hard for people to believe, well, he worked our economy, he helped our own businesses. That means nothing to the NWO. Biden came in within 30 days, almost reversed everything that he did, you know? And so, I mean, it's just, if anything, think of the blood that's on his hand just from pushing the vaccine. And to say the president, well, he didn't know, he's surrounded by the wrong people. Okay, but right now, who's he surrounded by? Still the wrong people? When are we gonna stop giving him excuses and realize that he's working for the same people Biden's working for? These guys are ruthless. If they're even human, they do not like humanity.
And they try to stay at least like 10 steps ahead of, you know, normal humanity or, you know, normal thinking people, which is, it's really hard to keep up for the majority of folks, but there are a few of us that are getting closer to figuring out what's going on. And I think that they know that. And I think that right now it may be falling apart for them a little bit. There's a lot of people that I'm noticing that aren't falling for the BS anymore. But like I was saying in my other show, it's hard to tell. And in my intro, it's hard to tell with all the controlled narrative being, you know, highly to just what I guess left-leaning, you know, extreme left-leaning now.
And right. I mean, you know, this neocons too. I mean, they got both sides covered, you know. They really do.
It's either extremely right or extremely left.
I mean, I give them kudos, man, for a brilliant worldwide plan. You know, imagine what it took to pull off a worldwide sting operation. You got every country in line. And now they're leveling up. The countries are not pushing the vaccines. They're killing the presidents. Haiti. Tanzania, wherever else, some other places, they're getting rid of them, you know, and they just eliminate them. And everyone's like, well, you know, and all of a sudden they were against vaccines and the new administration comes in. Oh, they're for vaccines. Oh, go figure. Really? Really? You know?
And dividing and confusing the people.
Oh, God. Yeah. And putting now this critical race theory and putting black people against white people has been leveling up the domestic terrorist act they're wanting to get passed. You know, now white people are the problem, they're supremacists, and they're now not, all white people are Nazis. And, you know, I'm like, God, you want to deal with the Nazis, you go into the government. You know, here you have the fox calling controlling the hen house here. They're the ones who came over during after World War II for their paperclip programs and for infiltrating all our levels of our scientists and our doctors. I mean, give me a break, you know, it's just like CIA, you know. Deny everything, admit nothing, and counter accusations. Everything. Right. That's what the media does. That's what almost every politician does who goes against whatever issue it is right now. That's not the NWO organized. It's so obvious to me that you're right. And that back to your original question is, why are people not waking up to this obviousness? Is because of the one or two words, cognitive dissonance. And I mentioned that in Jekyll Island, that it's, they deliberately confuse people. Don't wear masks, wear masks, social distance, don't wear distance, all this. And people can't, your brain can't take, when you're in fear, you can't take too much of it. You shut down. You can't process new information. It shuts down. If you ever talk to any of these mask wearing people like right now, who've been wearing a mask from day one, you can't have a conversation with them for long. You really can't. They are, and honestly, my heart goes out to them. I feel so bad. We have tortured. We have psychologically tortured not only these adults for over a year and a half, but we have done our children this way. We permanently damaged them. I'm talking about serious PTSD issues that people are going to deal with for the rest of their lives, just what we have done by the PSYOP and sting operation that we let these 17 Satanists basically run the show. And that's serious. And that's life and death decisions, like we were saying earlier, that people are not getting information unless they come on shows like ours.
Yeah, and it's extremely sad and discouraging that people have to search for information right now. Even the alternative, some of the platforms have been infiltrated by misinformation and people who are intentionally going on there to spread misinformation. Yeah. So it's hard to find, good, real information right now. But earlier you were talking about the larger agenda and what's, behind it all. So what do you think, with the vaccines? You said the vaccines was the larger agenda in all this, was the real, disease or the real epidemic. What do you think is going on behind this?
Well, COVID-19 was created for the vaccines, not the vaccines created for COVID-19. But the vaccines are a stepping stone. I mean, really, it's what I've been gathering. And I've been gathering this from just talking to the same and the brilliant minds out there that you have been talking to, Chris. And I think as what's nice about our perspectives that we're able to do, gathering information, probably better than even the people that you're interviewing, because, they get caught up into their routine. That this one's talking about transhumanism, this one's when we talk about the vaccine, this one's talking about the spike protein, right? But we're able to kind of look at all the different venues and processes and information being sent in and kind of put it into a story, at least an understandable story of why they're doing it. And this, of course, I don't go to the Bilderberg group meetings, I'm not invited, and I don't have true access to their evil doctor, evil plan here. But gathering and extrapolating what I have gathered and put together, I believe this is definitely going to come down to a spiritual battle of good and evil, but not so much good and evil as a duality as we see from a lot of different religious aspects, whether Christianity or Judaism or Islam, but from a understanding of good and evil. Now, that's a little extreme, but to reel it back in a little bit before you go there is, I see that this is the medical tyranny is just a foot in the door for the real oppression and suppression. They even mentioned that in, the Rockefeller papers, how we're going to continue with this oppression even after this initial shutdown is, and they're going to come up with other vaccines. They're going to come up with other scares. This Delta variant is BS. There's no Delta variant. It's all BS. It's just another way to scare them. They haven't even isolated the virus of COVID-19. We know that was a bioweapon patented. That thanks to David Martin back in 2003. So these are just scare techniques to get people in there, but to get oppression. Like what is happening now? Surveillance, 5G towers up everywhere. People are being injected with graphene oxide right now, which is going to be basically the mechanism of connecting people to the Internet of Things and to the satellites and everything else for this slavery, cyborg slavery type of lifestyle that they're hoping to count on, that enough people take the vaccines and the ones who do survive will be have such a high payload from future vaccines and from the dropping from the skies and the chemtrails and everything else, that they will be to the point where they will lose who they are. They will be so involved in the matrix, so involved in this transhumanism that they're going to forget or disconnect from their own spirituality. And I think that's the ultimate goal and you could call it whatever you want. I look at it all the same. I see angels as the same as aliens, good aliens, bad aliens, or extraterrestrials, bad extraterrestrials, good angels, bad angels. I mean, to me, people could use whatever terminology they want to use, but from my perspective, they're talking about the same thing. There's this outside entity that's influencing us humans, beyond our three-dimensional reality. And now, of course, in our three-dimensional reality, it has flowed over as this plan of, and they're using certain humans to move this plan forward. And they were a lock and step into this. So the plan is full world spectrum dominance. That's the plan. And the New World Order with one world religion, with a one world army, a one world government. And they're going to, I believe, the next step, and we'll be doing a show in this next couple of weeks, I think with Stephen Greer, is they're going to bring in the alien hoax to bring in this, to unify the one world government and army to fight for a common cause. And I think this is going to be the next PSYOP that we'll be involved in. And you know what? I don't want to sound discouraging, because we're going to be talking this blue until we can't any further. But if people fell for the mass situation and the COVID-19 with a death rate less than the seasonal flu, and they're still caught up into the matrix of the mainstream media, and even to this day, they're still wearing masks and not realizing, you know, a good portion of them not realizing what's going on, or they don't want to. Even the alien fear level, I think, will be 10 times extreme, especially to see mainstream media rolling this plan out, that people will then shut down and they will go along. This is Stockholm Syndrome. They'll go along with their abuser. Whatever the abuser says, I got to protect the abuser. And it's getting to that point now that we are on a collective level like that. That's the sad part. However, the good part is every day I'm seeing people wake up. I'm seeing people not only wake up to what's going on to some level, and people wake up in many different ways. They may wake up on the COVID-19 situation. They may wake up through the censorship. They may wake up through the one world currency or what they're doing there. They may wake up many different ways, but it all leads to the same blanket. And as you unravel those different threads, it leads you to the same conclusion that is a group either of humans or something that's controlled humans that are manipulating for a world spectrum dominance control program on one world government, and they've been working this plan for a long time, and they're very close to rolling this out. They got the 5G kill grid being put into place right now, which I was listening to a lady, I can't remember her name, and she was a brilliant way of putting it in place, because this is the scariest part to me is the 5G grid here, because so many people talk about it, but it's basically you're looking at, and her analogy was, imagine putting machine guns, turrets in front of your home that's shooting down, like looking at you. And at any given minute, somebody could start shooting your house up. And imagine having that all over the town, wherever there's a tower or a 5G tower, machine gun. And this is what 5G is. It's a direct energy weapon. It's like a flashlight versus a big bulb. It's very focused. And those direct energy weapons, they could literally kill you with them. And so if we looked at it from that perspective, we wouldn't allow these towers to go up. But because it's done so slyly and it's being done so carefully and behind the scenes and with the big marketing of Verizon markets, that we just accept it as reality. So that's the overall plan, I believe. And they're using these things to get us move us forward on. But it's simply, they want control. That's the ultimate. They want control because of their insecurity of not realizing the universe is of abundance. And because of that, we're dealing with really narcissistic, psychopathic people who have been wounded, never dealt with it before. And these people are in power positions. And most of them are possessed, if not fully working for some energy or entity from beyond this world, in my opinion.
Okay, now we got to break down this stuff, because here is where a lot of people who are just coming into this information, you lose them. They just check out. They're like, alien invasion, entities controlling people, I'm out of here. They won't even go any further. But if they know some of the information behind it, and they know, where to look to kind of verify for themselves, where this stuff is coming from, it makes it easier. But it's a long journey once you start getting into this stuff.
It is a long journey.
And it takes a while to get there. It takes a while to get to the point where you can hear what you just said and be like, yeah. Yeah, I know, it's fucked up, but it takes a lot of research and a lot of verifying for yourself. And that's what I always have encouraged people to do. Don't listen to me or my guests. Go check that out for yourself after you hear what they have to say.
Mainstream media is doing the work for us right now. That's why I feel it's fair game to discuss this these days, they're on Fox News talking about this threat of alien invasion, threat.
Right.
Of this.
You're right.
They're setting us up. So I normally don't talk about that, but I'm like, we have to now.
Yes. And I agree with you on that.
We don't get in front of this hoax. People will be hook, line, and sinker, just like they did with COVID-19 hoax, you know?
Right.
So they're going to fall in line. And so we may lose some people, but they got to hear it. You got to hear it, guys. You got to
know definitely.
We're being set up again on a worldwide level as well again, once again.
I mean, I've been talking about this since the media first started talking about UFOs stepping on my baby, because I've been covering this forever. But yeah, it's very strange. First, I want to address the whole vaccine thing.
Sure.
Now, we've already seen restrictions for people who don't have vaccines. We've seen shaming for people who don't have vaccines. I've seen, for myself, people sticking magnets on their arms after they've gotten vaccinated. This sticking.
I know doctors are doing it. Doctors are doing to their patients. They're sticking on there.
I mean, that alone should send us a few red flags. But some of the other research that I've seen done from highly credible sources, scientists, doctors, researchers, they're putting some extremely dangerous stuff in there. Stuff that is like DARPA technology stuff that we have no idea what's going on with. And the long-term effects, I mean, come on, guys. You don't know what you're being injected with, and there's probably military-grade DARPA technology in there for what? You know?
Yeah.
So what do you think is going on there?
Well, I just bought a black light just recently because I'm people get vaccinated. I want to verify how they're lighting up. The luciferase is lighting up inside the body and showing them that. And that's my next mission. My first course.
Now, the luciferase, I've heard of this. Could you kind of expand a little bit on what that is?
Well, to my knowledge, I'm not an expert at it, but my knowledge.
Yeah, just kind of basically what.
Yeah, it basically is an ID liquid way of chipping you, right? And it goes throughout your system, and you could actually shine a light, and you could see.
It's like DARPA nano gel or something like that.
Exactly, and you could see that light up, and it'll have our information in there too. It'll tell you if you had a vaccine. It'll tell you all these different things, right? And they're going to add on to it. They're only going to say, "Oh, is this for tracking people or, you know, whatever, you know," and then they're going to add whatever, and then you'll be completely hooked up onto that because they're doing everything in stages. And that's like the censorships in stages, and they've been doing a lot of things. They had to do a lot of things simultaneously, otherwise we wouldn't be where we are today. If they didn't do censorship, we would have all blown this out of the water a year ago, right? But so they got to do multiple things at the same time. But this luciferase and that what they're putting into people now, because we have no idea. And I was telling people about the chemtrails too. Same thing with the vaccines. They might have started out with a couple of nice vaccines, but they could change it anytime they want. If doctors not allowed to look at it, we're not allowed to analyze it. We have to have special microscopes to look at it and to verify. We're not allowed to. They can put whatever they want over a period of time, you know? So don't think whatever people got shots a month ago, it's the same shot you're getting today. You have to assume it's not. It may be, but assume it's not. Same thing with the chemtrails. What they were dropping in chemtrails a month ago may not be the same thing they're dropping in chemtrails today. We do not have access to this information to verify. So it could have been aluminum 3 months ago. Now it could be freaking arsenic. We have no idea. And until we get control over what's going on, we got to assume the worst, at least in my opinion. You got to assume the worst. They're guilty until proven innocent at this point, since this is such a serious act of treason, murder, and deceit. So so back to the vaccine. So I believe there are multiple purposes. Everything's a multiple purpose. And what I gather from the people I interview, you know, I had Deborah Tavares, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Midday, and, you know, they're looking at the specifics in there. And I think I'm interviewing next week our Dr. Ruby, Jane Ruby, and who's talking about the graphene oxide that they're putting in, that's 99%, which is poison. He's basically putting poison in everybody. And that's going to be the element, supposedly, and we don't know. We could extrapolate and guess because we don't have access. We don't have that backstage tickets here, you know, and they're not going to give it to us. So we're going to have to, you know, extrapolate and make guesses on it. But will be actually what will help connect us to the actual Internet of Things. Connect us where there'll be a two-way transmission, I should say, where people can think, handlers can communicate with people. They'll start hearing music. As we're seeing now with the blueness of the luciferase that's in the body, or the metals being stuck to people are freaking out. And now they're not getting, and they're being cut off of Facebook. People who are getting the shots, who realize that metal's sticking to them now, or their arm is blowing up green if the black light shined on it, they are freaking out, and rightfully so. I would be furious with my doctor. I would, you know, people are going to be held accountable when they realize this. And you know, Dr. Tenpenny, which Sherry Tenpenny, which I respect very much, she said SAGE out in England, in UK, which is equivalent to the CDC, or a division of the CDC, which does with the modeling. They came out and predict in papers that 60 to 70% of the people who are getting the two jabs will be either seriously sick or die. They don't have a date on it. It could be months, could be years, who knows, but it's all because there's no control of the spike protein. It could go everywhere in the body, in the brain, and it's gonna start tearing out, she said about 28 areas in the body that people will be dying from. That's the brilliant part of this whole disease, that people are not tying it back to the vaccine. That's what this Delta variant is, I believe, is the vaccine coming into play, because it tears you down your immune system over a period of time. It'll hit 28 areas. It could be your liver, you died of liver, died of heart attack, you died of dementia, you died of whatever. 28 or plus areas here. Who's going to, we can't even tie back COVID-19. We can't even tie back COVID vaccines, or even COVID flu, the flu, distinguish between the flu or COVID-19. We can't even distinguish that even then. Imagine 28 ways to die. People think, well, it's just unfortunate for them. And the VAERS report's a joke, as well as everything else right now we're seeing. That's way, it's understated. And people are going to have to look at the people in their circles and see who's getting sick and see who is dying is probably the only way we're going to be able to evaluate how deadly this has been and decisions we're making today.
Now, I don't know if the information or the documentation about the drop in population, are you referring to the Deagle report? Because that also is quite alarming. I think it predicts by 2025, we're going to have millions of less people in the United States. I don't remember the exact number offhand. I'd have to go to their website, but you can go to their website and see for yourself. Deagle.com. They're supposed to have a huge drop in the U.S. population by 2025, which is, odd to say the least.
They're predicting half, right?
Yeah, half. Yeah, I think something like that.
So, Chris, check this out, man. This is what's so disturbing. Let's just say during this experiment, right, which is an experiment, and people just, you know, prior to, like, your parents told you, never take experimental drugs, right? And, of course, now it's like, take experimental drugs, you know? But they're predicting, you know, maybe 20 to 30% of them were placebo, you know, because they have many different types of vaccines with different purposes, you know, with different elements, and that they're not being told what's in it. So it's a big, and it's confusing because everyone's having different reactions and different things.
It's a big experiment.
You're looking at, if SAGE is right, 60 to 70% of the people getting seriously sick are dying, and you take out your 20%, and then you multiply that times, you know, how many people that'd be. And then you're looking at how many people, you know, we 7.5 billion, if that's even accurate, who knows? I mean, honestly, we're going by information that we can't even verify. How do we verify that, right? But whatever it is, you're looking at potentially billions of people disappearing and dying. And because they're not taking the vaccine, they dropped it right then and there. Well, some have, but most haven't. Most people have a hard time tying it back to the vaccine. And the spike proteins are what's killing people because it's destroying their immune system. And so on top of that, the ones who do live and the epigenetics takes over and survive, they'll be more likely then to be the candidates to be used as the cyborg slaves for the two-way transmission that are tied now into the Internet of Things. And so the ones who are left, wherever that may be, and who have taken the shots continuously and build the payload up, will be the ones who will be the slaves for the New World Order Satanists for their pleasure and their leisure.
Well, let's talk about the Internet of Things and the whole 5G rollout, because it's steady happening, you know, behind all this drama and nonsense and misinformation going on in the mainstream media. They're rolling out this major infrastructure for the Internet of Things, and 5G is going to back the whole thing, and probably 6G and whatever comes next. But, you know, most people think they're just going to be able to, you know, open their garage with the palm of their hand or, you know, be able to program to talk to their cat with their mind. I don't know what they think this is going to be about, but what do you think it's going to be about? I'd love to hear this.
Sure. Well, you know, here in Georgia, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and our outgoing governor and our new incoming governor, Governor Kemp, signed on the way out and the way in, it signed and verified that they basically took all the property, the frontage rights, the property rights of the frontage where you're front of your house, right? Your right-of-ways. They took all the right-of-ways away from each city and each county, and they gave the right-of-ways to the communication tech companies, like the Verizon, things like that. The FCC, if you go to the FCC, you can see it, how they did that, and you're in Georgia. And they did in a handful of other states, and they're going to do in the rest of them too. And that now that these tech companies have the right of your right-of-way, and they can put their little mast tower, 5G tower, right in front of your home. Again, when I said earlier, it's the machine gun turret, be put right in front of your home now, legally, and not your county and your city cannot do anything about it. They can't even sue. It says it right there in the FCC papers. They cannot sue. And on top of that, you as an individual would have to sue them or stop them from getting there in the first place. So this is how severe it is and how that they're going to have your government. And I think at the time, Kemp was a Republican governor. This is where Republican Democrats are all sold out. They play their left-right game, but the bottom line is they passed the important policies that the NWO wants in the past, which is that would have been one of them. And now you're looking at that rolled out across America, rolled out across the world, that they have their control mechanism to, if you don't do what you're told, we're just going to increase our frequency and zap you away, you know, have you go insane or whatever it may be. So this Internet of Things is really a scam. And whether it's even going to work or not, I don't know. They might have done it on some other planets. Who knows? I don't know. And I don't even care. But the bottom line is there could be many other agendas other than trying to make a cyborg slaves. You know, it could be just a straight out depopulation program. It could be whatever it can be. You know, if you go to the Georgia Guidestones, it gives you a little vision of what the future could look like with 500 million people here living in la-la land, living as nature and climate change and all this stuff. But it's just a nice words for a complete oppression and dominance, spectrum dominance of the world. And this is the reality that we're looking at. I know it's so hard to believe for the listeners. I know you guys, it's scary as hell. But if you don't pick your face up off the ground and pull your head out of the sand, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen if we don't pull our heads out of the sand now. And everyone, and I was telling this the other day, everyone, what your job is, whatever you're doing, everything you do every morning, every day needs to be in either waking people up to what's going on here or in some way exposing what is happening and your life force being that. Change your job to focus where you could do that. Do whatever you need to do. Every day needs to be waking up humanity and making decisions. Go into your, make sure that these 5G masts here in Georgia are not being put up in your county. If you have to sue them individually, sue them individually. Everything needs to be revolved around this point because we are actually so close of losing humanity. I mean, seriously. And it sounds like I'm crying wolf and many are, but not really. When you look at all the elements of what's going on and you see the full spectrum dominance plan being laid out as we go, piecemeal, and you have the ability of critical thinking to extrapolate, to put it together before it's together, it's scary. But we have no choice but to face our fear. We gotta find the courage. We gotta find the courage now to face our fear so we can stop this in its tracks. And we can do it. I believe we can.
I believe we can too, and I think it's going to be a tough uphill battle because they're rolling this out in such stages to where even, you know, the most, I guess, awakened of us and the most eager to spread the message can become complacent and be like, well, nothing's happened yet, so I guess everything's going to be okay. But it's not. They're just doing it so slowly that they even want, you know, the smartest of us not to think that, you know, everything's going to return to normal one day or, you know, they're not going to try and kill us all. But, yeah, they are.
That's the biggest fallacy, and I try to tell people that, well, if we just comply with them, things go back to normal. I was like, this is never going to go back to normal.
Right.
I said, oppression, I say all the time, oppression will double down until it's confronted. That's the only way to stop oppression. You can't ignore it or wish it away, or you got to face oppression. And this is where we are at this point. We're so divided. So many people have a hard time even understanding that we've been, especially in America, the beacon of freedom around the world, right? We have just created a decadence of a society that we don't know what to do if our internet went down, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
And we're kind of screwed on that level, really are. If you haven't been prepping like I have for 30 years, you're kind of screwed, right?
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of uniting with each other. And I think at that point, once we unite, because the organized lie, the few that are doing it, and we talk about a small group of families and whoever assists them, you know, as David Icke calls it, the spider web, right? And in the center of the web, you don't know who these people are. And then you got the outside of the web, and you got the families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and all that. And then you got the secret societies, and it gets into the CFR and the Trilateral Commission to Builder, and then it gets into more of the, you know, the politicians and all that crap. But the people who are, if the people who are doing this are very small. And so this organized lie has been dominating the unorganized truth, the 99%, the 7.5 billion people, right? And they've been manipulating them. And the only weapon they've had, outside of course some of the real weapons, but only weapon they had psychologically, has been division, divide and conquer. Long as we keep the blacks hating the whites, the gays hating the straights, the women hating the men, the rich hating the poor, the mass hating the unmasked, the vaccines hating, whatever right. The latest division is going to be, as long as we keep them divided, they'll never be organized. So know that to be there is the whole reason why we started Freedom Meetups, because this is how you organize at this point. And this is simple. And I rolled it out at Ed Griffin's. Can I tell you about that right now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
That it's all based on a town. Like right now, if you say, well, how are we going to organize the world, really, to focus on one thing when we're all so divided? We can't even speak the same language, you know? And so if you focus on your town, just where you lay your head, because I say you got to draw the line in the sand. You can't go anywhere in the world right now. It's not like, you know, Germany during Hitler was killing the Jews and killing the gypsies and everybody else. You can't leave Germany and go somewhere. Yeah, you can leave Germany and go somewhere else, but now there's nowhere to go. There is literally nowhere to go. With the satellite coverage of the blanket of this earth, there's really nowhere to go. So we got to draw the line in the sand in our hometown, in where you live, where you know your people, where you know your neighbors, more likely know them, and you organize from that. The Freedom Meetups, where we call them facilitators, they meet each once a week for an hour. Now that seems like a big commitment, right? Once a week for an hour. Where for an hour, you just talk about one thing. You talk about freedom. You talk about your Second Amendment. You talk about your hour presentation, your half hour presentation. And the reason why people are going there is to commit to each other. Once a week, every day, recommitting to each other that I will be there for you, neighbor. I will be there for you in case your government or government agents or a proxy private agency comes into your home or your business, tries to arrest you, remove your child, remove you, or intimidate you in any way unconstitutionally, I will show up at your home or your business, me and everyone else who signed their commitment to you. And so you'll have thousands of people coming to your home if that occurs. And then at that point, the health department person and the police officer is there to take your child because they're COVID-19. And you think, well, that will never happen. It's happening right now in other countries. Ventura, California, put that in policy to the states on the books that they come in and remove your children if they considered a health risk. It is already happening. They're just waiting for the right moment, okay? So don't think that's not gonna happen. But if you have 3,000 people show up to your house that were about to take your child, and all of a sudden the health department and the police service says, well, I think we need another plan, okay? And they gotta go back. And then they try to do this to somebody else, and then 5,000 people show up. So if you organize your town and you just talk for an hour, it's two parts to it. You talk for an hour about freedom, about you celebrate, you have music, you get a permit or a if you need to, you get a permit there, a, you know, assembly permit there. And you just talk about that. And then you go back home, right? And then you sign, you do your non-compliance as you need to. It's those there. It's there. And you do it in this area where people could see you, where your hometown, in your middle of your town square at the gazebo, where people see you gathering for an hour, and then you go home. And you let everybody, you invite your police officers, you invite your pillars of your community to come, and we're here to celebrate freedom. You let everybody know what that's like. And you don't worry about what sex somebody is or their sexual orientation, or you don't worry about if what color they are. It doesn't matter. All the things that they divide, whether wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, you got to let all that go. You just focus on one thing, our liberty, our individual rights. That's all you focus on for an hour. And we do that every week. We go to church for an hour. We could make this. And consider it your civil duty, your civic duty, to meet once an hour a week to keep freedom alive. Because as we know, our Constitution is an idea. And it's an idea only supported by people who believe in it. And we're going to have to do that on our town. You could do that on your town. And then as noncompliance needed in time, you have your phone list, your tree list in place. You have your information, wherever, how you're getting people information. And then you will organize as you need to. Each town will make their own noncompliance decisions, what they're going to do or not do. And then you see your other town is organizing, and then you link up with them at times if they need more people to show up in their home. And then you do it to another one. And now you have a state level, right? And you're doing it in every town across the world. All you need is one person in every town in America, one person in every town in the world just to organize this once a week for an hour. That's all you need is one person. It's very doable. And it's still, we have thousands of people now signing up on our website, freedommeetup.org, organizing their towns. And
that's great.
That's all you need. It's preventative. So that's the preventative part. Because now people see, the government sees, your local government sees you organizing and like, whoa. And then you have your reactive part where you will show up your neighbor's home if that's the case. And if you're a neighbor who doesn't want you to show up at their home, that's fine. Just count on maybe people not showing up your home in time of need, you know? And so if we could do this on a collective level, we do it very quickly. It's very simple to do. It's really very little. We have kits to help people get started on it too. And there's no monetary focus on our end. Our freedommeetup.org is more like a directory just to assist you. We're not organizing anything. We're just creating a format for you to organize your hometown. This has to be decentralized, because if you start organizing like these million person marches, which are great, happening in other countries and things like that, and it's wonderful, these stay up, but everybody goes home, right? Nothing changes. The local government is doing, they're just following orders from the state government following orders from the country and the national, right? So if they now organize once a week and they know they're committed now and they see it grow over a period of time, and you don't have to have a lot of people initially, just show up, be the lighthouse there, because as tyranny doubles down, as it will, Chris, it will get worse. People have no idea how bad it's going to get. I know it's going to get worse because we don't see the confrontation of the oppression yet, not on a collective level yet. Because psyops are way too strong. People are Christians and they'll be think Trump's the end game here. I'm like, this guy sold out, all right? And all the soldiers sold out. You guys, we're on our own now. We got to do it ourselves. And so as you show up once a week, even if you're the only one there, just be there. Because when things happen, people will come to you and they'll see freedom as an opportunity. Otherwise, they'll be subjected nowhere to go, stay in their home, and listen to whatever the local government's telling them to do. If we could do this, and we're doing it, as we do this, we will see the organized truth rise. And when the organized truth rise, you don't even have to address the organized lie anymore. You don't even have to even acknowledge them anymore. They're irrelevant. And it's all peaceful noncompliance too. When you do your noncompliance, it's peaceful. You can't fight these guys with guns, okay? They got direct energy weapons. They can sound weapons, can knock out a whole region area. You just gotta be peaceful noncompliance. Just when we've seen leaders do that, we've seen Martin Luther King, we've seen Gandhi and the rest of them. It has to be a peaceful noncompliance. And yes, you may get roughed around. Yes, you may get arrested. Yes, you may get hurt. Yes, somebody may die. What's our choice? To be a cyborg slave as they move forward with their agenda as we go forward? Or are we gonna get in front of this now? And we can do this, I swear to you, this is not a hard thing to do. You just gotta do your own town. One person show up, do your own town. If you can't go that 1 week, have a friend step in for you to do that 1 week. Just be there for them. And then when you see something happen in your town, even if they hear about it and like, I don't wanna go there, people will come in groves to make sure that that doesn't happen to their home when a National Guard comes in to remove a child who they consider a threat to society. So that's the essence of it. And I'm very passionate about it because I know I've been thinking about this, Chris, for 30 years. 30 years I've been thinking about how we're going to do when this time comes up. And the power of our intentions in conjunction with organizing on an inspired action level with citizens around the world, we can stop this in their tracks.
That's a great idea. And what's the website where people can go to sign up is freedommeetup.com?
Freedommeetup.org.
.org. Okay.
And we have a new website coming out. So you want to sign up on that, and it should come out this week, actually, where it'll be a directory and you can see who are facilitators in your town. And if there's not one, you take it, you become the one. And then we have weekly calls for help people who want to be facilitators. What's that like? And then your supporters. Supporters are the ones who will be coming each time. You set up your meetings, and it's a simple thing to do, but it's going to take a commitment. A commitment to be there for each other and a commitment to have it once a week for at least an hour.
Yeah, people are always, you know, complaining that nobody's doing anything. The system is too big to fail. But this is a great idea, and it's actually getting people together to, you know, take that first step and get ideas out there and get people out of their homes and out of their fear and maybe make a little change in their local community and spread to the state community and go from there. So I think that's a really great idea.
Thank you. But now's the time to do it, Chris, because we're between variants, you know, because what they did, they tried to shut us down in my hometown here, saying that you can't gather and you can't assemble because of social distancing. You know, we did anyway, but point being is that they're using whatever excuses so you don't assemble, part of your constitutional right. Your First Amendment is to be able to assemble, you know, and speak whatever you want to speak. The problem, like I talked to Peggy Hall and so many other people who are, you know, who are just constitutionalists and understand what's going on, lawyers as well. It's, we don't know our rights, man. And we're scared to express our rights. And sometimes you got to just say no. And I'm not saying get out there and get in a fist fight, or I'm not saying any violence whatsoever. It doesn't need to be done by violence. You know, you have the right to defend your life. Somebody comes in and like that guy on the roof in Argentina, I think it was, and they're trying to give him a shot. He has a right to defend his life. You know, knowing the shot's going to kill you, absolutely, you'd have a right. You know, maybe kill you later on, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
You got to defend your life. But my point is, this is all needs to be done on a peaceful, non-compliance level. Game over.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. And before you take off, you mentioned earlier the possibility of a fake alien invasion, which we're going to have to go over. Now, I've seen, you know, I've seen all the coverage on the media. It's so frustrating, you know, that now all of a sudden our government is telling us about UFOs. And I'm like, oh no, there's an agenda behind this. What's the agenda? Well, you know, if you start looking into it, Wernher von Braun warned us, you know, the final step is going to be the fake alien invasion. And they are posing this as somewhat of a threat in the media, you know, the Pentagon reports and things of that nature. So you can see where it possibly could go there. I mean, you know, COVID may be falling apart on them. Why not try a fake alien invasion? But you can see where I definitely don't trust anything coming out of our mainstream media. I definitely wouldn't trust anything the government is telling me. I don't trust Lou Elizondo. I don't trust ATIP. I don't trust any of these mainstream sources that are talking about, their UFOs are real. We don't know what they are. They may be a threat, though. You know, I don't know. I trust the independent researchers, people who are experiencers, people who are contactees, people who have been face-to-face with the phenomenon way more than I trust our government or media with the information that's coming out. And, you know, if I've had my own experiences, and if these beings, the ones that are visiting us on a regular basis, were a threat, it seems like they could have destroyed us a long time ago. But I'm pretty sure a lot of the sightings that we're seeing are us, are our government, are our toys, are our space force, you know, all these things that we reverse engineered that we're flying around and testing. I'm sure like a good majority of the stuff we see in the sky is us. I'm sure also that, you know, a good bit of it is something else that we can't explain. But it's very interesting to see what's happening right now. I don't trust it, but I'm following it very closely because I believe something may come of it. What do you think?
Well, count on it, number one. because this has been in play for a long time. But, you know, our countries, Russia, United States, big players, have been compromised from an outside extraterrestrial force for a long time now. In fact, if you ever read Bill Cooper's work, you know, The Pale Horse and things like that, they fill you in on how, you know, extraterrestrials came in and, you know, the first group came in and want to help us. And the second group came in, hey, we'll give you technology. Just let us experiment on some of your humans here. And it sounds crazy, right? But go down the rabbit hole, go down, vet it out. It's so much information out there. It's unbelievable because you don't hear in the mainstream media, you don't want to get credibility of it. We got to grow up. We can't stay this infancy stage anymore. We're going to have to grow up because the fact that we're not looking at it, you're a danger now to humanity. You literally are. So you're going to have to put your big panties on and you got to face it. So what we're seeing too is, like, if you want to really learn about the alien hoax, I thought Stephen Greer put a really good program out. I think it's called Alien Hoax. And it recently, like a week ago or so, and a little documentary for like an hour or something. And it was kind of explained a little bit. You hit it around the nose. These aliens have been around for a long time. But what if we have been compromised and the bad aliens have been running and influencing this country, who work with the Rothschilds and the, you know, the whatever energies or entities above them, whatever reptilians, you know, the demons, whatever devils that are involved in that. What if these guys have been controlling this planet for a long time now? And the hoax is that they're going to create a alien invasion of bad aliens. And I think they're going to use their same players. They'll have like their, you know, whatever, bad, they'll be like the same script there. And they'll come in and say, hey, and they'll show all the spaceships, right? And the spaceships we now have, we know we have. We've been running these spaceships for a long time. And we've been doing our abductions ourselves, you know, and of course, mixing with whatever bad extraterrestrials. The other ones that we're seeing with these sites, you know, that people are doing these close encounters of the fifth kind, is communicating with them, right?
Right.
You're right. They could have destroyed us a long time ago. And to my understanding, there are many different species out there as well. And it's silly for us to think that there's not, especially in a universe with, you know, billions and billions of galaxies and everything else. But nevertheless, yeah, the evidence is there. You just got to look deeper into it. A lot of it's being covered up. They're releasing a lot of it too now, you know, because I believe the gap between where humans are with the space program is so large now, between the regular people who live in the normal daily life here, is so large now that it's becoming scary for them, that they're going to have to close this gap. They're going to have to get people caught up onto really what's going on in the world or the outside of this world, and why it's going on and what's happening, because this gap is what's causing this void of power to be given to these short handful of people. And as this gap, you know, closes and we get more upgraded, that we're more likely to understand this, seeing this other alien or other extraterrestrial races amongst us in here in this planet. Not to mention, as we become more cyborg ourselves with this transhumanism, we'll be more likely to accept that as well. Because a lot of these alien races, even amongst under the reptilians and other ones, are slaves in many ways, as once you go down that road. But whether that sounds crazy for you, you'll find that out eventually. All I can say is you're going to have to wait to see that rest of the story, how it unfolds, because you're going to come to the same conclusion I've came to eventually. And you're going to see this at a point where, yes, we need to wake up to it now. This is what's going on. The space program, they've been industrializing our solar system for a long time now. You could go by and listen to so many different experts out there telling you this. This NASA program, I mean, look what they're doing now. They just had the UN now talking about it, and they have this new space program, the space department, you know. It's like, come on, you really think that was the end of the game? Come on, they're just giving us a little bit of time, but they're going to close the gap so then more people will be more likely to engage in this new transhumanism and this new alien intervention or alien involvement. But I do believe they're going to create a false hoax of fighting aliens, not so much to fight off the good aliens who are following the prime directive or whatever else, but I believe they're using this hoax, and then hear this, is for the main reason is to finally bring in the final chain of the New World Order, one world government, one world army, one world religion, to bring everybody together through fear, to fight a common foe. Even President Reagan mentioned that a long time ago, that, you know, if we all work together, if we had an outside source, an alien source of invasion, we'd all be working together. And I believe that's the final straw to pull this new world order of oppression and suppression, of slavery, of the worst type of world we could live in on that level, with the power brokers that are in charge right now, to happen. I think that's the final game plan.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I believe it could be a huge possibility as well. So we got to keep an eye on everything they're doing with this. Tim, man, there's so much more we could cover. I'm definitely going to have you back on the show. So much great information. Now, before you go, I do want you to tell the audience a little bit more about UI Media Network and what you're doing over there, and how they can find out more about, you know, that and what you do.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Sure.
Guys, go to uimedianetwork.org. That's the letter UI for United Intentions, uimedianetwork.org. And just go on there. You'll see our slew of different shows we have, Frequency Wars. And you'll see on right at the top there all the different people that we interviewed from, you know, we have a lot of Del Big Tree. We have Daniel Brinkley. We just did a show with Greg Locke and talking about, you know, the different revelation and times. But you'll see all different areas of what's going on. We've kind of been building a story over a period of time, and now we're getting into the alien aspect of it. And Frequency Wars is one of the shows. We all do fat, fun shows like Awaken Land. It's a great place to get real good information and be entertained. And sign up for the email. It's very important, because then you get a weekly reminder of the videos, and you can watch them anytime you want. And it's information you're not going to get in mainstream media. Information you'll get like you're getting here at Forbidden Knowledge with you, Chris, and everyone else. But it's definitely worth the trip. And if you really want to get unplugged and you're tired and you're ready to face and unite with each other in a courageous way, and courage, as I learned from Thomas Campbell, it's being scared, but doing it anyway. That's courage. And that's where we are right now. We got to find that courage, unite arm to arm, and we can do this. I promise you, it's going to happen. It's just not a matter of getting it out there. And the quicker we unite, the quicker we can turn this around. So that's a great place to start as well, uimedianetwork.org. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. That was such a great positivity, and I think a great message for everyone to keep going. And I'm definitely going to have you back on. Like I said, there's so much more we can cover. We just barely scratched the surface.
You and I could go on for hours, because we interview so many folks, and we have that message there. I feel that chemistry there too. I really appreciate that, Chris, very much so.
Awesome, man. Well, yeah, definitely talk again soon. And until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening. We'll see you again tomorrow.